So we heard today one of the more familiar parables from Jesus, so familiar it has its own name, the sower and the seed. Now we know that some of Jesus' parables can leave us feeling a little confused sometimes, just wondering what the point is. But this time, Jesus is kind enough to even give us an explanation to tell us what he's getting at. This story is about the sower and the seed. It is about the soil, because without the soil, the seed can't grow. Now, some of you know I have a garden at home. Every year after I plant the garden, there's leftover seeds. I can't plant them all. I'm married. Ruth won't let me plant them all. So the leftover seeds I put on a shelf in my garage. The ones I put on the shelf aren't growing. Go figure. Because they don't have any soil. But the ones I planted, they're going great guns. I have more lettuce than I could eat in a year. The point is, seeds and soil need each other. So what does that have to do with us? Well, Jesus said that we are like the soil. We are the place where the kingdom of God grows, the place where the good news of God's freedom in Christ can take root and spread. Now, he tells us that we can be like four different kinds of soil. We can be rocky, we can be hard-beaten, we can be full of weeds and thorns, or we can be good soil where the seed can take root. 25%. Not really good odds, is it? But even though this might not sound like good news, it actually is. One of the problems we modern folks might have with parables is that Jesus used images that were common knowledge in his time that we're simply not aware of. So back then, farming practices were way different than they are now. Back then, when a farmer would plant crops, he would have a big bag over his shoulder and go out and take hands full of seed and throw it all over the place. And the seed would land on the path and on the rocks and the thorns and on good soil. And the path was things like when there wasn't a crop, it was okay to take a shortcut through a field and beat down a path. Okay? When fields lie fallow, they grow all kinds of weeds. We all see this at home. Okay? But then after the seeds were scattered all over the place, then the farmer would plow. And that would put the seeds into rows. So once the field is plowed, the soil is pretty much all the same. Right? Living in Sussex, we know what it's like to have rocks in the yard, rocks in the garden. Okay, they just come up every year. Biggest crop I've had some years. Okay? But after we till, after we plow, it all evens out. So the good news for us is, Jesus implies he doesn't just plant the seed in the soil that looks promising and prepared. God throws it all over the place, on rocks, hard ground, even among the weeds, because who knows where the seed is going to grow. God is not picky about where the seed of the kingdom of God is planted. It's not limited. But if it's going to grow, it does need to be planted. Now, when we hear parables, sometimes we are tempted to stick with one interpretation and figure, okay, that's it, I got to figure it out. But the reality is, there are many, many ways to hear this, depending upon where we are in our lives. We are the soil that receives God's word, but we are not all one thing or another. You know, when we hear this description of rocky soil and a hard-beaten path or thorny, we might think, oh, yeah, I'm the thorny one. Well, you might be thorny, but you're not all thorns. You might be rocky, but we're not all rocks. We're all of them. And we are also like the farmer who plants the seed. Because once a seed grows, it produces more seed, and we get to spread it around ourselves. God is not picky about where the seed of the good news falls. It falls on all of us. And once the seed is thrown all over the place, then the soil is plowed. That's the thing Jesus didn't mention in his story, because people assumed that's what was going to happen. They just knew that after you throw the seed, then it's going to get plowed. Now in our lives, all kinds of things plow us up, don't they? Some of them are really good. Getting married, buying a house, getting a job, a raise, a puppy. It's usually good news. But then some of the things we face that plow us up aren't so good at all. Hardship, loss of a job, death, sickness, disappointment, heartbreak, finding out the things that we thought would give us meaning and peace failed, and we don't know where to turn. Now, to be clear, I am not suggesting that God makes bad things happen to us in order to prepare us to be more receptive. The reality is those things just happen. But it is precisely in those times when we feel like we are plowed up, when we feel like we have lost control, because we have, and in fact haven't had control to begin with, the dirt of our souls gets turned over and the seed of God's word finds a place to grow. And we will hear some people look back on hardship they've experienced saying they wouldn't give it up. I don't know about you, but there's some heartbreak in my life I could have done without, thank you. Yet, it is in those times that we feel like we are plowed up and suddenly there's room for that seed to grow in us. Because those are the times we become more vulnerable, less defensive. And that seed has room to take root. Now, interestingly, this text was the same passage we used at a Bible study this past week. So I want to share with you some insights from that group. What it reminded me of is the beauty of parables, because they can have meanings at so many different levels. So here's some things the group talked about. A lot of the growing the seed does is underground. You never see it. You can't predict how big the yield is going to be when you plant the seeds. When we plant a garden, we can only do so much. The rest is out of our hands. And I personally like this one. Spring wheat is planted in the fall. It sprouts, then it freezes, it gets snowed on, and it's the first thing to grow in the spring, and it's usually the first big crop. Seeds can germinate after being stored for hundreds of years. These parables can live at so many different levels. Well, I'd like to suggest we all have different parables in our lives that can teach us about our faith and our relationship with God if we are willing to learn from them. Two of the parables that live in my life are my dogs and my garden. One of the things they have taught me is that none of the important things in life happen alone. The important thing is relationship and connectedness. So my dogs don't just do the right thing on their own. We need to work together. My garden doesn't grow by itself. It needs me to get it started. So I till it and I rake and I plant and I weed and I water, but then there's only so much I can do. After a point, all I can do is wait. I'm not real good at the waiting part. Most years after I plant the garden, the very next morning, I'm out there looking at it to see what's growing. My wife gets a big kick out of that. These parables in my life have taught me that it's not just up to God to make it work, and it's not just up to us. It is God and us working together, plus waiting. Waiting for the right time. Spreading the good news all over the place. Not even expecting it to take root everywhere, but knowing that in some places it will. And sometimes that seed grows in the most unexpected places. I have a paving brick patio in my backyard. One seed of grass fell between the bricks. It is the best grass I have in my whole yard. I don't have the heart to pull it out. Who knew it would grow there? Jesus gets us started by spreading the seed, and it falls all over the place, even on us. If we are the soil that received God's good news, sometimes we're ready to receive it, sometimes it takes a while. And when it grows, there's a lot of growth that happens underground that nobody else sees, but we can feel it. And when it grows, a new crop begins. And this is not just about winning souls for Christ. It is also about the crop of loving God by loving others, of carrying grace and mercy and generosity and peace into this world. And before you know it, then we become like the planter, the farmer, who spreads God's word all over the place. God is not picky about where the seed falls. It even falls on us. So that means we don't get to be picky either. We need to spread it all over the place. What has God planted in you? How's that going to grow?